The Mishnah Berurah says in Taf, we're towards Taf Lamed Hay. We're still in Sif Katan Yud, rather Tes Zayin. In the middle of Tes Zayin, where it says in the Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Taf Lamed Dalid, we're in Siman Taf Lamed Dalid, in the Mishnah Berurah, where it says the Apotropos. Oh, you know what? We are in Siman Taf Lamed Dalet by the words of the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Tes Zayin, Apotropos Shel Yosayimim. It's just a few lines after we started the Sif Katan. And the discussion here is if you have an apotropos as a guardian, a person who is watching over the orphans, the apotropos of the orphans, Chayiv Livdoik, Ulevar Ulevatel. He's obligated to do a bedika and to destroy the chametz and to nullify the chametz for these orphans. Over Makom Shenoisnin Schar al Bedika, Noisin Schar, in a place where they pay for it, you can also should pay him. Im Avar Uloi Bier, and if a person transgressed, he did not destroy the chametz. He did not nullify the chametz. Vavar lava Pesach, and Pesach came and went. Ein lechayvoy, there's no reason to obligate this person. Kevin sheinechayv ella bipshia. We're talking about this apotropos. We're not going to hold him responsible because kevin sheinechayv ella bipshia is only chayv for negligence. We're not calling this the category of negligence. We're right before Sif Katan Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. V'yosom katan she'en lo apotropos v'avar alav pesach. An orphan who's a katan. An orphan who's a katan who does not have a guardian apotropos over to take care of his needs. Efshe she'en le'esuch ha'chametz shaloi. It could be that we're not going to forbid this chametz that was in his house over Pesach. Dilemah niknesei. Who are we going to kansen? Kansen is who are we going to fine? A kanas is a fine. Who are we going to fine? The child? He didn't know better. In other words, a person, this that we say, a person cannot derive benefit from the chametz that was in his possession over Pesach, and now Pesach is over, it's a knas, it's a fine. But in regards to this poor orphan, no one took care of him, so Chazal are not going to fine this child that he cannot derive benefit from it. Okay, let's go to Sif Katan Yud Zayin now in the Mishnah Berurah. Once again, we're in Siman Taf Lamed Dalet. First, we'll see the Mechaber on top. The Mechaber says, "Vim eina ish bebeiso yivata b'makom shehu." If the person is not in his house, he should mevatel chametz wherever he is. Vim eina yoisekein, and if he does not do this, toiv shetevatel ishtoi. It's good that his wife should mevatel chametz. Sif Katan Yud Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah now. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Im ein ish bebeisa, if the person is not in his house, v'loimina shliach levatli, and he did not appoint a messenger to mevatel it. V'lefima shekasavnu, according to what we said, mikoydem earlier, the yesh mechmin de loimahani shliach levatli. We learned yesterday that there are those who hold that there are those who say a messenger is not good; it's not going to work halachically to make a messenger to nullify your chametz." It's good to mevatel the chametz where he himself is. So once again, we gave the example. The person went to Florida, and his chametz is still in Bala Kinwood, right? So in that case, what we're saying is that he should make sure to mevatel the chametz where he is in Florida. The truth is, the next halacha as well is very applicable for people like our Der Chaver Shmuel over here, as well as others, all of us, and depending on the situation, we'll see shortly. He says further, even if you make a messenger to do a bedika, to check, and to do a bittul, and to nullify the chametz, a person should still himself nullify the chametz, he should still mevatel the chametz, wherever he is. Wherever part of the world he is. Sif Katan Yud Ches. Bim Einay Oisekain, if the Baal Abayis did not mevatalit, Lechayra Sif Katan Yud Ches says in the Mishnah Berurah, Lechayra Mino Yoda Haisha, Shein Abaal Mevatal Mekoyme. How does the wife know that the husband did not nullify the Chametz? How does the wife know? So I know what you're all thinking. Like everybody with a wife knows that this wife has this intuition. Okay? Ella, but he says a different teretz, right? You can't hide it, right? You can't hide those cookies, right? Okay, Ella hakafana shena baal ragalas is kain. Rather, we're saying a case where, how does the wife know? Because she knows her husband is not accustomed to being mevata, for whatever reason, whatever the case might be. Therefore, we're talking about a case that bim kain chayshin shem yishkach. We're concerned, shem yishkach, he might forget. It's appropriate, it's good for the wife to levatel chametz. Av shelo tziva lo levatel, even if he did not command her to levatel chametz. The mistamek k'may shenasim la rishus dam, because as if he gave her rishus. V'roi lahazir al zeh, it's appropriate to be mazir, to warn her, to make sure to levatel chametz. Mikomokim ein kedai lechatchil lismech legamre al bitul ishtoi. Lechatchil, ideally, one should not rely on his wife's bitul. It's not her chametz. The ibatul b'makom shehu, and he should mevatel the chametz where he is, in the place where he is. Okay, let's continue. Sif katan yud ches. The Mishnah Berurah says shetevatel ishtoi, his wife shemevatel. Now, what is the words? What is the? How does she mevatel the chametz? What does she do? What does she say? The toima, she says kol chamir adika b'shus b'ayli diyad bei v'chulei. She says any of the chametz which is my husband's possession. Not which is in her possession, but rather in her husband's possession. The Yadabay, which he knows about, or the Lo Yadabay, which he does not know about, etc., etc. Vim Einam Mevina Loshna Kodesh. If she does not understand Loshna Kodesh, Taimav Loshna Shemevina, she should say it in a language which she understands. Like we mentioned earlier, Vafilo Im Einu Yadas Be'atzma, Liv Doik. Even if she doesn't know herself, had a check. Omensa shliach livdoi chadara b'chametz, and she appoints a messenger to check the room from the chametz. Mikomokam habitul toiv yoyse shetase v'atzma b'loshen shemevino. Nonetheless, she herself should still do the nullification process and say these words of kol chamir adika b'shus b'ayli in the language which she understands. Shaf lahabal b'atzma yesh mefakukim al mina hashlichas al habitul. Because in regards to the husband to appoint a messenger, we learned already that there are those poskim who say it's not so good, it doesn't work so well. Now we're going down another level. We're going down a different level. What's the level here? We're taking it from the husband to the wife, and the wife's appointing the shliach. So it's not so strong that that's a good idea to do. So therefore, she should also mevatel chametz. The kol shekein liishto shechametz be'atzim eino shelo. Really, the chametz is not even hers. Ba'almon, however, a widow, kevin shechametz shela, by her, a widow, the chametz does belong to her. Tucha levatel ba'atzma oilasos shliach, she is permitted, she is able to nullify the chametz by herself, or to make a messenger, kanal agabe ish, just like by the men. Let's move right along to the next simon tof lamen hay. So interesting simon here. We're going to be discussing here what happens if a person does not do bedika on the night of the 14th when he was supposed to. And we'll even go to a case where he's already after Pesach. Does he do bedika after Pesach? Would that make sense to do bedika after Pesach? Let's take a look. Says the Mechaber, Sefalav, Loi badak belel yedalet. If a person did not check on the night of the 14th, Yivdoik b'yayim yedalet. As we learned earlier, he should check on the day of the 14th. Whatever hour the hour is, when he remembers, he says he should do his bedika. If he did not check the whole entire day of the 14th, what's after the day of the 14th? It's Pesach. Yivdoik b'soicha Pesach. He checks during Pesach. He does bedikas chametz. Funny case, right? He's got his candle going around. He's doing bedikas chametz on Pesach. Loi badak b'soicha Pesach. He doesn't check. Let's say he didn't check on Pesach. Yivdoik lachar Pesach. You hear this? He checks after Pesach. Kidei shelo yikoshel bechametz she'avar alav ha-Pesach she'osu b'hanah. Why is he checking the chametz after Pesach? Oh, Pesach's over. You're not getting, what is he doing here? Says the Mechaber, because he doesn't want to transgress the violation of having chametz sh'avar alav Pesach, chametz that was in your possession when it was Pesach, and you did not get rid of it, and is in your property, and then it's aser b'hana. You are not allowed to derive benefits. So you have to differentiate which is the chametz you're aware of, which is the chametz you're not aware of. That's all the questions for the Mishnah Berurah, because sometimes the questions will be answered then. V'al b'diko sh'lachar Pesach lo yivarech. This bedika, which is after the Pesach, he should not make a brach of al bir chametz. So this is a funny case where the person, Baruch Hashem, I've never heard of such a case, practically halacha l'maisa, but we have to learn these halachas though. Says the Mishnah Sif Kodin Aleph, a person did not check, loy badak b'lel yudalad, yivdoik b'yoy midalad, you should check on the day of the 14th. V'acha ha-bedika, and after the bedika, yivatel, he should nullify it. Just as long as the sixth hour of the day has not come. Because after the sixth hour of the day, he has no ability to not. He should just do his bedika and his beer, but if it's after the sixth hour of the day, he cannot nullify it anymore, as we learned previously. If it's now the day of the 14th, he should nullify the chametz. He should do this bedika rather when he remembers on the day of the 14th. And as soon as he remembers, he realizes, you know, I didn't do my bedika last night. I got a phone call right before I was about to do the bedika. I was on the phone for 3 hours. I got so tired. I went to sleep. I didn't do bedika. He has to do the bedika as soon as he remembers in the morning. What happens if he comes, the day of Pesach comes already, and now it's already in the middle of Pesach? Yivdoik b'seich ha-Pesach, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel, v'afilu kvar bittel, even if he already was mefatel as chametz. V'afilu b'yomtev atzma, even on yomtev himself. Boidik, now we're going to have machlekes over here. We have an opinion that says he do the bedika on yomtev itself. Even though he cannot nullify it on Yontif. He cannot burn it, rather, on Yontif. Right, once again. There's an opinion that says, even though you can't burn it, you still do the bedika on Yontif. What are you going to do with the chametz? Let's say you unfortunately find chametz on Yontif when you do your bedika. What are you going to do? Like we discussed yesterday, you take a kli, a container, and you turn it upside down, and you cover up the chametz. Of course, then you come back, and you see when the kids moved it. Okay. So, you have to put in a place so you know where if you could, discussing moving the chametz, mukzer or not. Okay. If yesh chalkin, the slave, and there are those who disagree, and they say, the biyantiv lo yivdaik, on yantiv, do not do bedika. Rak b'chol shel moed. When should you do your bedika on Chol HaMoed? That's when you should do the bedika. The Prichadosh explains as follows how to make sure that we have the best of both worlds here. Dimloy bitul chensoy koidma Pesach. If a person was not mevatel l'chametz before Pesach, then after shivdaik ach b'yomtiv. If he was not mevatel his chametz, it could be, says the Prichadosh, he should do the bedika even on yomtiv. Dim kvar bittel. But if he was mevatel chametz, he nullified it already before Pesach. Bevadai lo yivdaik rak b'chol hamoed. He should only do his bedika on chol hamoed. Mishloi bada koydim zman isura yomeis. Now, here's the interesting case. Person did not do a bedika chametz before the Zman of the Isser. Everybody will die eventually, right? He died. This is when he died. Im kivna hayorshim lizkoiz b'chametz v'chatzeim v'koyna lehem p'shita d'avru b'val yiroh v'tzicha b'ndina livdaik b'l'varoi. If the inheritors, the descendants, plan on accepting this Yerusha, and if this Yerusha, this inheritance, is full of chametz, they are now transgressing the Isser of Bal Yirah. Because now they have this, it's theirs now. Pesach. And if they didn't do this bedika, and then they inherited it, then it has the status of Chametz Shavla Pesach. Ach, im loy kivnu lizko, you say in Tzvichin Levar, but if they did not have intention to acquire the inheritance, then ein Tzvichin Levar, they do not have to do the Bir Chametz. Im loy shemishtam shemsham be'oyisecheder, unless they use a room of that house, because then if they're going to be seeing the chametz, they definitely have to mevar, destroy that chametz, because there's a concern they might come to eat this chametz. They know that morish isur livrei, because a person does not give an isur over to his son. There are those who say in all scenarios that the inheritors, the children, have to be baidek and mevar, do bedika, check and destroy the chametz as well.
Can you do bedika on Chol HaMoed Shabbos?
I would doubt it. According to these opinions, that say we're not talking about the candle, obviously. That's not the question, right? That's of course not, right? You're only asking according to those who say you can do it on Yontif, right? Though, because we just learned in Machloekis that there are those who said you cannot do it on Yontif at all. So you're only asking according to those who say it can be done in Yontif. So according to those, you probably should not be doing the Chol HaMoed Shabbos because you want to be doing it with the candle. Yevdoik Sifkot and Dalet, Yevdoik Achar Pesach. You do the Bedika after Pesach. V'chol HaBedika Sarech L'yoyis B'ner, with a candle. All the Bedikas have to be with a candle, so that you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos of Chol HaMoed. V'chayrin of V'stokin. Va'afilu, right, it's logical, right? Va'afilu kishab baidik bayoyim, and even when you check by day, you still should be using a candle. And number 11 of the Dershu, which is found in the back in the Miluyim, he discusses when is the appropriate time to do the bedika after Pesach. Va'azman aroy the bedika zu, says the Magen Aleph, lechatchila, you should do it right after Matzoy Yontif. You have your Pesach pot still out. You take out your candle and you start doing bedika. If you didn't check at night, you check on Isru Chag. But don't keep that Isser of not having checked until the next night. It's very important if a person who only hears a little part of the shir, imagine he comes by, walks right by here, and he hears us learning about doing bedikas chametz and Isru Chag. He's thinking, what are they learning about? That's not how you do it, right? So that's why you have to get the whole picture in life. It's important to get the whole picture. Okay, let's go further to Sif Cotton Hay in the Mishnah Brura. Lo yivarech. A person should not make a bracha on this bedika he does after Pesach. Kevin shemut la shoysoi. Because really, he's allowed to have it in his possession. And even in regards to achila, this chametz which was there over Pesach is only forbidden now because of a fine. This person didn't do the right bedika beforehand, so now he is fined and he has to do bedika now. And he has to differentiate which chametz was there before, which chametz is there after. He's saying now, why do you do bedika? To differentiate between the chametz which was in your house on Pesach, which was not checked, and the chametz which is where you're allowed to have hana from, benefit from. Therefore, you do not make a bracha. I will ala bedika, but on the checking, he says you do have to make a bracha on that bedika during Pesach. Even though you were mevantel lechametz before Pesach. In number 15, he tells us in regards to making the bracha on Pesach, where he just said you should. So he tells us mimash mevarech ala bedika b'mei Pesach. This in regards to a person making, I'm reading from the Dershu footnotes now, Hesophus rather. Even though you're not putting out these pieces of chametz beforehand, it says the gra, sha'anachas abseisim einim akeves, it's not a problem that you didn't, as we learned earlier, you didn't put out these 10 pieces. Furthermore, b'zmaneinu, she'b'shtam echiris ha'chametz l'nachri nichlo kol chemtzai shel adam. Because of Adiri Goyim, the Sefer Adiri Goyim says, in the name of the Sama Dechaya, She'ein levorech al b'diko b'mea Pesach, she'arei chametz shayich l'nachri. It's a very important point that it's bringing down here. The Mishmaruz says, we should make a bracha. Well, the Mishmaruz case is a different case than what we have nowadays. Nowadays, we sell the chametz. Don't raise your hand, but who doesn't sell the chametz, right? We all sell our chametz, right? Now, we're not talking about chametz gomer or not, whether you have like the loaf of bread waiting for you after soon as Pesach is over, I have my pizza, right? We're not talking about that. We're talking about we sell the chametz. So he says, She'ein levarech al bedika. Do not make the bracha on the bedika even during Pesach. She'areach chametz l'shayach l'nachri. It's the goyim's chametz. It's the nachri's chametz. Let's see further. V'kol shekein, back now in the Mishnah Berurah. V'kol shekein im neschametz lechametz gomer v'pesach v'vadim levarech b'shas abir. If a person has something that became chametz dik because of the water, then definitely he should make a bracha b'shas abir. Sharei ze loy hoye klal b'chlal habitul. This is not included in the bitul chametz. Aval davar she einoy chametz gomer, something which is not chametz gomer. Kegoyin shenimso chita v'tavshil k'yotzi boy. A chita grain was found in the tavshil, in the food or something like that, of wheat. Einim avarech, he does not make a bracha during Pesach, during the bedika during Pesach. V'im kvar bodak u'bitul kidinoy koydim Pesach, u'matzach chametz Pesach. What happens now, this person, he does the most thorough bedika. He checks as much as he can. He has that miner's flashlight, he's got it all. And he couldn't find anything beforehand. Kvar bodak u'bitul, he was mevatel kidinoy koydim Pesach, u'matzach chametz Pesach. Now he finds chametz on Pesach. Yesh deis ben achredim im tzarech levarech is machlokes whether he has to make a bracha or not. Kevin shekavar bodak or bittul kedina vekim takon sechamim, because in this case he was not lax. He fulfilled the takana from Chazal. He checked beforehand. Ef she de bracha rishoyna sheberich oz koi al kol sheyimso afesoicha pesach. It could be that first bracha which he made at the night of the 14th. Also will apply to the bedika he'll do on Pesach. Usavik brachas lahalkil is a davar bracha. One should be lenient. We'll hold here for today. In the midst of Shem tomorrow, we'll start with Simin Tav Lamed Vav, the halacha of a person who goes away before Pesach. When does he have to do his bedikas? Thank you.